This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today we're traveling to Puerto Rico, the land of authentic salsa, plena, and bomba, and an amazing musical heritage that touches on balladry, rap, and rock and roll with plenty of Caribbean fervor. Some of my favorite artists, as you know, Josh, were born in Puerto Rico, and it's still amazing. Amazing to me how such a tiny island has produced so many visionary artists.
And indeed, Ernesto, representing a cross-section of genres, which we're going to dig into today. And in fact, I think it may be a surprise to many of our listeners that there is a garage rock punk scene on the island of Puerto Rico, and the chief instigator of that movement is none other than AJ Davila, who was formerly also the leader of a garage rock band called Davila 666, or Seis that was signed to Vice Records. This is from his first solo album, I'm loving this track, Animal, and I think it just shows a very different side of Puerto Rico, you know, not the salsa, not the tropical, but, you know, the underground rock. So let's take a listen. You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
Caer.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on Puerto Rico. We just heard Busca Bulla, who are now based in Brooklyn, but originally started on the island. And that was a song called Caer. One of the things, Ernesto, that I like about Busca Bulla is kind of an interesting mix of electronic, a little bit of trip hop. And again, you know, not necessarily a sound people would associate with Puerto Rico.
And something that also amazes me about Puerto Rico, Josh, is that because it is a tiny place and everybody sort of knows each other, I've heard from different people who lived in La Isla del Encanto that they were very much close to the great legendary salsa orchestras that came out of the island, like El Gran Combo and La Sonora Ponceña. And I've had many people tell me stories when I tell them that I'm interested in Puerto Rican salsa. They say something like, well, I would go to a hotel with my wife on Saturday nights and La Sonora Ponceña would be playing in the lobby of the hotel. Or somebody else telling me, you know, when we had a high school graduation, we hired a Gran Combo and they came and played the party. Just these incredible stories. Sort of it's like saying like Bob Dylan played my daughter's quinceañera or something like that. And salsa is very much alive in the island to this day, which brings us to Orquesta El Macabeo. This is a band that we've been playing quite often at the Latin Alternative just because it's so impressive how they keep the original spirit of salsa alive. It's like the 70s never went away, but at the same time, they add a touch of modernity to it and some echoes of rock and roll. I always feel that they're sort of like a rock band that happens to play salsa. So in celebration of Orquesta El Macabeo, and very thankful that they do exist, here they are with the song Crucero.
Al Echa pa'lante, mamá. Tira pa'lante, papá. Echa pa'lante, mamá. Tira pa'lante, papá.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on the music of Puerto Rico. We just heard, I think, one of the most interesting bands ever to come out of Puerto Rico. I'm talking about Puya, a Puerto Rican thrash metal meets salsa group. This is a band that was signed by the legendary rock producer Gustavo Santaolalla. And I think what is most fascinating about Puya is that this is a group that toured with Ozzy Osbourne on Ozfest, that toured with groups like Deftones, but yet they were very Puerto Rican in sound. They were never shy about including horns and some of the salsa sounds they grow up with. And that song was called Fundamental, and it's from Puya's 1999 debut album of the same name.
And of course, Josh, we cannot talk about Puerto Rico without mentioning Calle 13. This is such an interesting band, I think, especially how it developed, how it grew in a very organic fashion. I called, when they came out, when Calle 13 came out and they started releasing albums, there was a self-titled debut. I used to call what they did progressive reggaeton, even though they're the musicians themselves, Residente and Visitante and Pejedrese, they're actually two brothers and their sister. They said that they didn't do reggaeton, but they started sort of within that movement, and then very, very quickly they evolved and sort of became, in a way, very much like Los Fabulosos Cadillacs in Argentina. They picked up all these different Latin American idioms, and music became like a pan-Latino stew that incorporated salsa and Brazilian music, and even rock at times. They collaborated with Café Tacuba. Wouldn't you say that they're, in a way, one of the quintessential outfits of Latin music of the past 20 years, Josh?
Absolutely, Ernesto, and certainly no shortage of Grammy Awards to back that up. We actually have had the group on the show twice, and always a great honor to have Residente and Visitante.
Of course, and sort of going back, remembering the roots, we're going to go to that first hit, you know, the first time that we all heard Calle 13, and we realized that there was a new voice in town, and this voice was going to stay and develop. So here they are, Calle 13, back to their youth with Atrévete.
Salte del closet, destápate, quítate el esmalte, deja de taparte, que nadie va a retratarte. Levántate, ponte hyper, préndete, sácale chispa al starter. Préndete en fuego como un lighter, sacúdete el sudor como si fuera un wiper. Que tú eres callejera, street fighter. Cambia esa cara de seria, esa cara de intelectual, de enciclopedia, que te voy a inyectar con la bacteria, pa' que des vuelta como china de feria. Señorita intelectual, ya sé que tiene el área abdominal, que va a explotar como fiesta patronal, que va a explotar como palestino. Yo sé que a ti te gusta el pop rock latino, pero es que el reggaetón se te mete por los intestinos, por debajo de la falda como un submarino, y te saca lo de indio taíno. Ya tú sabes, en taparrabo, mamá, en el nombre de Agüeyuaná, no hay más nada. Para nada que yo te voy a mentir, yo sé que yo también quiero consumir de tu perejil, y tú viniste amazónica como Brasil, tú viniste a matarla como Kill Bill, tú viniste a beber cerveza de barril, tú sabes que conmigo tú tienes refill. Atrévete, te salte del closet, destápate, quítate el esmalte, deja de taparte, que nadie va a retratarte. Levántate, ponte hyper, préndete, sácale chispa al starter. Sacúdete el sudor como si fuera un wiper, que tú eres callejera, street fighter. Hello, deja el show, súbete la mini falda hasta la espalda, súbete la, deja el show más alta, y ahora vamos a bailar por toda la jalda. Mira nena, ¿quieres un zippy? No importa si eres rapera o eres hippie, si eres de Bayamón o de Guaynabo City, conmigo no te pongas piqui, esto es hasta abajo, cógele el tricky. Esto es fácil, esto es un mamey. ¿Qué importa si te gusta Green Day? ¿Qué importa si te gusta Coldplay? Esto es directo sin parar, one way. Yo te lo juro de que por ley, aquí todas las boricuas saben karate. Ellas cocinan con salsa de tomate, mojan el arroz con un poco de aguacate, pa' cosechar nalgas de 14 quilates. Atrévete, te salte del closet, destápate, quítate el esmalte, deja de taparte, que nadie va a retratarte. Levántate, ponte hyper, préndete, sácale chispa al starter. Préndete en fuego como un lighter, sacúdete el sudor como si fuera un wiper, que tú eres callejera, street fighter. Atrévete, te salte del closet, destápate, quítate el esmalte, deja de taparte, que nadie va a retratarte. Levántate, ponte hyper, préndete, sácale chispa al starter. Préndete en fuego como un lighter, sacúdete el sudor como si fuera un wiper, que tú eres callejera, street fighter.
This is the Latin Alternative. ¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
A recotín, a recotán, a la vera cuánto van, a recotín, a recotán, a la vera cuánto van.
A recotán, a la vera cuánto van, cuántos dedos tiene encima.
Cuatro.
Y si me hubiera dicho cinco, yo te hubiera dicho seis. A recotán, a la vera cuánto van, cuántos dedos tiene encima.
Seis.
Y si me hubiera dicho siete, yo te hubiera dicho ocho. A recotán, a la vera cuánto van, cuántos dedos tiene encima.
Ocho.
Y si me hubiera dicho nueve, yo te hubiera dicho diez. A recotín, a la vera cuánto van, cuántos dedos tiene encima.
A recotán, a la vera cuánto van.
Oye, mira que los de adelante corren mucho y los de atrás se quedarán.
A recotán,
manivela, 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 manivela. Que si tú no sabes, baila mi bugalú. Tú ves corriendo y pregunta y van.
A recotán, a la vera.
Cumbale mi cumbabón, cumbale mi cumbabón, cumbale mi cumbabón, gorón, pongo la cachimba de San Juan.
A recotán,
que todo el mundo está aportándole a mi bugalú. Juanito y Teresa, ven y dime cuánto van.
A recotán, a la vera cuánto van.
Ragadacatancan, cuánto van. Ragadacatancan, recotán, tarán.
A recotán, a la vera cuánto van.
Wow, what a phenomenal track of Afro-Caribbean music. Of course, that was Cortijo, the master, the pioneer, the godfather, Rafael Cortijo. Sadly, Josh, he is a man who sort of didn't deserve, criminally underrated, didn't get all the recognition that he deserved, even though Many people know that salsa wouldn't be what it is without Rafael Cortijo, definitely from the very heart, the roots of Puerto Rico, somebody who played the timbales and had these amazing bands throughout the 60s and 70s, especially with Maelo, with singer Ismael Rivera, and also with his niece, Fe Cortijo. We just heard Arrecotín, Arrecotán. This is the opening track of a beautiful 1967 session called Con Todos los Hierros. I think if you trace the roots of salsa, the beginnings of salsa music in Cuba, that would be Benny Moré and his Banda Gigante. But then there's like a twin brother in a way in Puerto Rico that was Cortijo, and we wanted to celebrate his music as we are playing some great music from Puerto Rico. And that, of course, also includes reggaeton, right, Josh?
Yes, Ernesto. I think both of us will admit to not being huge fans of, you know, mainstream reggaeton. My biggest issue always being the same repetitive beats over and over and misogynistic lyrics. But there was a very cool project that came out about a decade ago called Los Coco Rocos, which paired many of the most popular reggaeton artists of that time with many legendary tropical artists from Puerto Rico. And I think both of us are fans of this Voltio song called Claro de Luna, which is sort of an updated take on a classic song El Raton, originally by Joe Cuba and Cheo Feliciano. And this song, Claro de Luna, is updated. It features the same melody and guest participation. And Ernesto, I'm glad you brought this to my attention several years ago.
Absolutely, you know, because it's interesting that when Joe Cuba started playing his brand of sort of early salsa with Cheo Feliciano on vocals, and El Raton is a Cheo Feliciano tune, his composition, and it sounds very, very urban, you know, very New York 60s, so I think it's perfect for a reggaeton update. So here he is, Voltio, from the album Los Cocorocos in 2006, Claro de Luna.
El Voltaje. White Lion, Jiggy Record, ¿qué pa'o? Rata, roedor dañino de dos patas que camina por la orilla y va pendiente a la gata. Sin que tú lo veas, te envenena el trago y te mata. Y después de comerse el queso, trata. Silencioso, impredecible y escurridizo. Ya no le interesan las migajas del piso. Si te sabotearon y no sabes quién lo hizo, va asomado a la cortina pa' colarse al guiso. El que no sabe cierra la puerta y se va sin imaginarse lo que pasa cuando vire pa' atrás. Mi socio sabe cómo es la pendeja. Los ratones hacen fiesta cuando el gato no está. Sigue tranquilito, comete el queso todito. Ya se tiene la trampa y le metí tres pasitos. Apágale la luz y dale un ratito al rajerito. Tú lo ves como se muere solito. La noche es fría, claro de luna, ilumina pa'l callejón. Que ya voy camino a casa y con las manos en la masa voy a pillarle al ratón. La noche es fría, claro de luna, ilumina pa'l callejón. Que ya voy camino a casa y con las manos en la masa voy a pillarle al ratón.
Pendiente de mi vida, de mi chavo y de lo que yo voy a hacer, de todo lo mío hasta de mi mujer. Quieren que yo salme, setearme, matarme, chotearme, apagarme, guindarme y joderme. Y no se va a poder, ratón de malla, que tira tu falla y no la toalla. Que tu secreto no calla y te dice vaya. Que es lo que es, pa' los que son de mentira, sacan la mano y te tiran porque le gusta la guira, pero se va a joder. Sabendija que me chequea desde su rendija y de todas mis movidas se fija, pero estoy al día. Yo lo sigo velando, que no me tiren fango. Ellos saben, si se lamben, me lambo. Cuidado por las espinas y el pescado y el trago. Te tumban el chereo y se te acaba el mambo. Esta canción se va a acabar de esta manera, vacilándome un ratón pillado en la ratonera. La noche es fría, claro de luna, ilumina pa'l callejón. Que ya voy camino a casa y con las manos en la masa voy a pillarle al ratón. La noche es fría, claro de luna, ilumina pa'l callejón. Que ya voy camino a casa y con las manos en la masa voy a pillarle al ratón.
Hablando claro, tú eres como el ratón de ferretería. Se come la madera y como no se puede comer los clavos, los meas. Tanto de puerco, ratón, rata, el pavo, Mickey Mouse, Julio Voltio, 2006 Pelagato. Vamos a ver quién es barato. Cherry, dile Jay, el Voltaje. Los cocorocos, el pavo, ¿eh?
You're listening to The Latin Alternative. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick. Listening to The Latin Alternative and a special spotlight on the music of Puerto Rico. We just heard Hooray for the Riff Raff and the song Rican Beach. And Hooray for the Riff Raff is the alter ego of Alinda Lee Segarra. She's actually a New Yorican who ran away from home, I think found success sort of as a singer-songwriter, protest singer, later adopting New Orleans as her hometown. But I like that song, Rican Beach, song that is, she invented a fictional city which had been segregated and she said gentrified beyond all recognition. And she dedicated that song to the protesters who've been standing ground over safe water at Standing Rock, North Dakota, and in Pinuelas, Puerto Rico, where coal ash waste is contaminating the drinking supply. So a little dose of socially conscious singer-songwriter music from Hooray for the Riff Raff.
Josh, today we heard Claro de Luna by Voltio, which was a reinvention, reimagining of El Raton by Cheo Feliciano. And of course, if we're talking about Puerto Rico, I felt that we must include at least one track by the man himself, Cheo Feliciano. And it's just, he had such an interesting history because he experienced a lot of fame in the 60s, very early on with Joe Cuba. And sadly, like many other salsa performers, sort of fell into the spiral of drugs. He was a heroin addict. In fact, he had to quit music altogether and go to a clinic in Puerto Rico to detoxify. Cheo, before he passed away a few years back, he would talk very openly about this. We talked a number of times about how he was actually one of the few salseros who managed to completely clean himself and leave drugs forever. He never touched them again. And in fact, he had many, many, many decades ahead of him with a career that was much bigger even than his days with Joe Cuba. There was a composer in Puerto Rico called Tite Cureta Alonso who, while Cheo was cleaning himself up, was sort of saving all these songs for him. And in 1971, the record Cheo came out. This is just a beautiful album that includes traditional salsa stuff with vibes instead of brass, much in the mode of Joe Cuba, but also some ballads. And this is not exaggeration, Josh. I think the record Cheo, this is his first solo album, is one of the top 10 albums in the history of tropical music. We've played songs from that record before, but now we're going to listen to a beautiful ballad by Cheo Feliciano. The year is 1971, and here he's performing Medianoche y Sol.
El viento cuando pasa reconoce ¿quién soy yo? ¿Quién eres tú? Repite las palabras encantadas porque son de amor y luz. La medianoche ve que en tu mirada ha brillado un tierno sol. Eres medianoche y sol. Tus manos son gardenias entregadas ciegamente sin temor. Estás aquí en la arena de esta playa, aprendiendo que es amor. Tu piel es una hoguera y no se apaga al prestarme su calor. Noche y sol. Aquí solos tú y yo, hechos de felicidad, por fin los dos. No hace falta explicación si tenía que suceder y ya aconteció. La arena de esta playa es una alfombra, cómplice, le llamas tú. El viento solo habló de un par de sombras que han perdido ya su luz. Llegó para los dos la madrugada, definición cambió. Eras medianoche y sol, medianoche y sol.
This is the Latin Alternative.
We'll be right back.
It's the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on the music of Puerto Rico. Going back to 1996, we just heard Robbie Draco Rosa with the song Madre Tierra, which would translate as Motherland, from his album Vagabundo. And Ernesto, Robbie Draco Rosa is an interesting fellow. You know, he was in the pop group Menudo, you know, the ultimate Latin boys band, you know, sort of equivalent back in that time to, I don't know, New Kids on the Block or many of the other groups that you would hear in English. And as we all know, Ricky Martin is probably the most famous of any of the Menudo alumni. But Robbie Draco Rosa has had a very successful solo career as a rock artist, and also successfully has, I believe, fought off cancer twice now. So a real survivor. And, you know, that song was a little dated, but I included it just because I thought it was interesting to show, you know, this was at the same time that grunge, like artists like Soundgarden were at their peak in the, on the mainland. You know, if you wanted to get a sense of what Puerto Rican grunge sounded like, I'd say that track, Madre Tierra, from Robbie Draco Rosa, is an excellent example of what was happening on the Puerto Rican rock scene in the mid-90s.
And Josh, since we're visiting Puerto Rico today, don't you think we should listen to some straight-ahead salsa?
Claro que sí, señor.
Well, I thought of that, and we've already played El Gran Combo, La Sonora Ponceña, Héctor Lavoe, some of the obvious classics in the past. Today, I wanted us to go to the year 1980 and listen to some Bobby Valentin. He's a real hero of tropical music. He's been active since the 60s and has been always never failing to release an album a year. Sort of he did some stuff of Boogaloo in the late 60s. In the 70s, of course, some hardcore, Salsa Dura. And in the 80s, this is really interesting. He didn't change. He continued just, you know, some straight-ahead salsa stuff. And especially he found a young vocalist called Cano Estremera. And the results were absolutely awesome. So we're going to go to the album. This is a self-titled Bobby Valentin record, but it's known as El Gato because it has this close-up of a cat, the face of a cat on the cover. And we're going to listen to a song that's actually a salsa version of a Colombian vallenato. This is just an amazing sample of what Bobby Valentin on the bass and arrangements and Cano Estremera on vocals could do. La Mujer y la Primavera.
La mujer y la primavera son dos cosas que se parecen. La mujer y la primavera son dos cosas que se parecen. La mujer huele si es que está buena y la primavera cuando florece. La mujer huele si es que está buena y la primavera cuando florece. Vengan mujeres a bailar.
El tiempo que se va no vuelve.
Vengan mujeres a gozar. Cela es porque quiere, porque deben de comprender que el hombre que cela es porque quiere. Tú dices que soy hombre malo, pero eso no puede ser. Tú dices que soy hombre malo, pero eso no puede ser. Hay muchas cosas buenas en el mundo, pero nada como la mujer. Y hay muchas cosas buenas en el mundo, pero nada como la mujer. Venga, mujeres a gozar.
El tiempo que se va no vuelve.
Venga, mujeres a bailar.
El tiempo que se va no vuelve.
Porque deben de comprender que el hombre que cela es porque quiere. Porque deben de comprender que el hombre que cela es porque quiere. Y la mujer es mejor que la seda y que todita la tela del mundo. La mujer es mejor que la seda y que todita la tela del mundo. Sirve de almohada, sirve de estela, también de cobija, yo te lo juro. Sirve de almohada, sirve de estela, también de cobija, yo te lo juro. Vengan mujeres a bailar.
El tiempo que se va no vuelve.
Vengan mujeres a gozar.
El tiempo que se va no vuelve.
Porque deben de comprender que el hombre que cela es porque quiere. Porque deben de comprender que el hombre que cela es porque quiere. Venga, mujeres, libérense ya.
El tiempo que se va no vuelve.
Si tú te va a quedar y no lo va a gozar.
El tiempo que
You've been listening to a special spotlight edition of the Latin Alternative focused on Puerto Rico. We just heard Bobby Valentin and the song La Mujer y la Primavera. If you like what you've been hearing, please do follow us on Facebook at The Latin Alternative and on Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show at thelatinalternative.com. Ernesto, I understand we're going to be wrapping things up today with a legendary artist who's actually been on this show.
Absolutely. And not only that, but we have him teaming up with another legendary artist. I'm talking about the two records that Puerto Rican master Eddie Palmieri released together with Cal Jader. This was really a match made in heaven for the fans of Latin jazz. And it's interesting to me, Josh, that they did two albums together. One was for Eddie Palmieri's label, Tico Records, and that was Bamboleate. And the other one was for Cal Jader's label, Verve, and that was El Sonido Nuevo. We're going to go to the Tico side of things and listen to this moody cinematic instrumental that I absolutely love with a passion. This is Eddie Palmieri together with his compadre Cal Jader, who we've loved before. Hasta la próxima.
Adios. This is the Latin Alternative. We'll be right back. I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.